And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which today comes to you transcribed from Hollywood under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, presenting Walter Brennan in the role of David, is written by Irv Tunick and titled David and Solomon.
When the ark had been brought up from Kiriath Yearim to Jerusalem, David had danced. He danced before the Lord with all his might, and the people watched with ecstasy. This was no thimble measure of joy, no fleck of happiness. This was passion, an outpouring, a flood of faith. David had brought up the ark, and he danced.
Yushorim Roshechem, the Yirasu Pisheolam.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Who then is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And when the dancing was over, when the last sweet echo of the psalm had softly flown to rest, David said,
It is in my heart to build a house for the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
David reached out into the world and plucked it clean of artisans. The house of David became the workshop of the temple.
Where is the man from Tyre?
Here, my lord.
Come close. Sit beside me. Your name is?
Monmouth, captain of the fleet of Hiram.
My very sweet friend. You will convey my sentiments?
I will, my lord.
Good. Will you be my eyes and let me see what you have seen in your travels? We have a blessed island here called Israel, but of the lands beyond we know little.
What does my lord wish to know?
It is in my heart to build a temple. In your travels you have seen great buildings?
Many.
Describe the one you think most remarkable.
Let me consider that for a moment.
Scribe, note this.
The most remarkable? I think I should say the most wonderful edifice in the world is the Temple of Ra Hamakis on the Nile.
Tell me of it in detail.
The site is some 125 leagues below the mouth of the river. One turns a bend and suddenly it's before you. Massive. Unbelievable. Cut from the bowels of an escarpment. Sheer rock, packed and hewn into towering figures. Pillared halls, colonnaded chambers.
Now, what is the effect of this place upon someone like yourself, a traveler, a man from afar? What imprint does it leave upon you?
It made me shiver.
Ah.
It had the breath of a tomb. It was a pile, mute, a shroud of stone. It made me shiver.
Because idolatry built it, and idolatry has a frigid touch. The temple I will build will be simple. It'll be as unlike this place as song and gladness can make it. This is my vision. I want the temple of the ark to be the voice of the living God speaking to my people. I want it to breathe and live and hold out its arms in welcome to all mankind.
David's dream was woven of piety. He believed. He would build a house for the Lord. Deep foundations, deep as his own faith. Walls strong as his spirit. Praise and prayer would be the stanchions and the abutment. Humility would be the paving. and heaven would be the dome, and love would make it glow. He planned for the temple as parents plan for a child.
You're healed. You're healed. Where are you, boy?
Here, my lord.
Look at that lamp. Time is a famished cat. It laps oil and the light flickers.
I will fill it, sire.
Quickly.
Yes, sir.
Are you sleeping, Jaheel?
Oh, no, my lord.
Your eyes betray you. I have a care.
Oh.
The oil, you splashed it over my plans.
Oh, forgive me, sire.
Careless, thoughtless, witless child, I... Your plans did not satisfy. There is no loss. Wipe it clean.
Yes, my lord. Sire...
Speak no more of it. You're a tired boy, and I am a tired king. Come, sit by my side. Sit quietly. Rest.
Yes, my lord. And will the king rest too?
For a moment, yes. That is all there is to spare. When a man grows old, he clings to time. He is fearful of sleep, for the waking may be the bell tolling too late, too late. And I have so much to do.
Yes, my lord.
The word came to me. It stabbed me with a lance of starlight. Lo, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord dwelleth under curtains. And I knew there would be no rest before the temple was built. And the ark was set within. Jaheel, you're only a boy. Does a boy know the aching of a man's heart? Jaheel, do you listen?
I listen, my lord.
A thing like this is a flood. It washes normal passions and loves out of my heart. It drives one on with a whip of excitation. It is a pulse pounding at my spirit. It gushes, it ferments, it consumes. I will build the temple of the ark. I will. Jaheel! Jaheel! Sleep on.
David?
Who calls my name?
David!
Stand out of the shadows. Who are you?
I am Nathan.
Come out, then, and let me embrace the prophet of the Lord.
Just listen, David. When it came into your heart to build a temple for the ark, I said to you, do that.
I remember, and I am...
Just listen, David. I have had a word. It came out of stillness. From God to David through Nathan's lips. Go and tell David, my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in.
I will not be denied.
The Lord saith to David...
And David saith to the Lord, who more than David is worthy? Who has been more devout, more earnest in his devotion to God? Who has sung his praises in sweeter words than David?
There is blood on your hands.
The blood is that of the Lord's enemies.
The Lord has no enemies, David. The Lord has children.
All that I have done for his glory.
God saith this, when thy days are fulfilled, and thou shalt speak with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, that shall proceed out of thy body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him for a father, and he shall be to me for a son.
Where does a man find an answer to this thing?
In his faith.
And where does one find faith?
Within.
Who am I, and what is my house that God has brought me so far? My son shall build a temple, and I shall gather the timber.
David looked to his sons. Amnon the eldest, tall, strong, with smoldering eyes and strange secrets. Was he the one? Amnon ravished Tamar, his own half-sister, and Amnon was struck down. Absalom, the second son, beloved of his father. Absalom with the grace of a panther, the strength of a lion, the handsomeness of a tiger cub. Would Absalom build the temple? Absalom rose against David, rebelled against his father, and Absalom was struck down. After Absalom, the third son, Adonijah, gay as a breeze in April. And the fourth son, born to David by Bathsheba, a boy of little outward charm, studious, often sullen, with little nearness to his father. His name was Solomon. Was he to build the temple? And time beat its rhythm, and David grew old, and the question was left unanswered. Now there came a day when David summoned his sons. He summoned Adoniah. He summoned Solomon, and they stood before his throne.
I have a question I will ask you. Let us suppose that God may say to you, Son of David, I have in mind to grant you a gift. What do you most desire? Adonijah, what would you most desire?
I think I would ask for courage. For courage would give me the strength to destroy the enemies of the Lord wherever they are met. Even as my father did.
And Solomon?
My father, the gift I would plead for would be wisdom.
David pondered, and if in his heart he knew the answer, he gave no sign. More now than ever, he sat alone, weary of kingship, waiting.
The night is a velvet curtain, spangled with moonlight and stars, and the breeze is a mellow vintage, poured from amethyst jars.
Abishag?
My lord David.
Sing no more of the night. It brings back rusted memories.
What shall I sing then?
Sing nothing. Talk with me.
What shall I say then?
Say why a child of your loveliness sits with a frigid, moody old man.
You are not older than I, but by a moment.
A long moment.
You were my dream and my hero. As a child, I was taught two things to love. First, my God. Second, David. I am very content, my lord.
Sing on.
My love comes with silver footsteps. Quickly my heart hums a tune.
Do I intrude, I'm sorry?
Bathsheba, sit with me. The child sings like a lark. Listen.
I must speak with you, David.
But...
I will come when I am called, my lord.
It will be soon. She is my delight.
Then I am jealous of her.
Of a child?
Of the solace and the calm she brings to David.
I am beset by age, Bathsheba. Too many wars, too many passions.
Too many loves?
No, only one. Bathsheba.
Out of that love I bring my plea. Name Solomon to sit upon your throne.
Not yet.
Why, my lord, why?
Name him now, it would surely stir a tempest. I fear it.
Will it be Solomon, my lord?
I think it will be Solomon.
Never.
Old men do. Solomon is a child of love, and yet think back to the birth of that love.
David.
This is a painful speech for you, for me, yet part of our love has been honesty. Shall I give the people of God into the hands of a child conceived in temptation? Pure hands must build the temple.
Pure hands not holding Adoniah aloft.
Adoniah, I have no worry of the boy. He lacks a certain depth of character, yes, but he is disciplined and loves me deeply.
He sits with Joab even now.
It is not so.
All in Jerusalem know it, all but David.
It is not so.
The truth, my lord, I swear.
No more, say no more. I have enough of conspiracy, enough of plotting. It's rumor.
I swear there is no time left. Solomon must be named quickly before the plot bursts upon us all.
Not yet.
When, then? Tell me when.
When? In God's good time.
Adoniah!
Abishag, have you been with my father?
Yes.
Did he speak of Zohelith?
Zohelith? No.
Good. Then he has not yet heard. You must not tell him.
What must I not tell him?
What I tell you now. I go to Zohelith tonight.
Will my lord be long on his journey?
Shall I be missed?
You shall be missed.
It shall be for only as little time as it takes to crown me king.
No.
Listen, it is all arranged. All my brothers will be there. All but one. And the strong men of Judah will be there. Joab will be there. Abiathar will anoint me with his own hand.
But David will not be there.
My father is old Abishag. I am the eldest of his sons. Who is more worthy than I?
Don't go. As I love you, I say don't go.
A wedding without the groom? How would that be?
Some marriages would be better for it.
You are wise enough to be a queen.
Adoniah.
And that will be very soon.
Night came and David sat alone. The fire blazed, but there was no warmth. The garments hugged around his shoulders were like ice. It was as though some tentacle had reached out for the world and sucked it clean of heat.
Benaiah!
My lord?
Look at that fire. It is less blood than I do. Throw on wood.
Sire.
Wood! More wood!
Yes, sire.
Push me nearer.
Sire, the heat is scalding.
I'm starved for it. Nearer. So.
Sire, the priest Zadok, he has been in the outer chamber since sundown. He comes with a matter of great concern. A conspiracy.
I will not listen. Go. Age is ice, and it has come to David.
David?
There's a voice.
David?
Nathan, I have been waiting.
Put aside your robes and stand away from the fire.
I fear it. I'm too cold.
Do it, David. He that walks the path of God walks ever in the sun.
It is so.
I am a prophet without a prophecy, David. I come tonight unlike other nights, with no message. Only a question is on my lips.
What does David know that Nathan does not?
Have you placed a crown on Adonijah and set him on your throne?
I have not.
Yet on this day, he has gone down to Zahilath, where many are gathered to eat and drink and cry out, "Long live King Adonijah."
It is not my wish.
What is your wish?
Let Solomon sit upon my throne.
Then why do you not publish it?
Yeah, I have waited. I have sought a sign. I have been unsure.
That the boy is not worthy?
That the father has made him unworthy.
When you sinned, I denounced you. But when you repented, I stood by your side.
I am unsure. I am an old man and unsure. I need a sign.
I come with none.
How shall I know if this child of my own wickedness, my own craven desire, is pure enough to build a temple?
God gives a lovely gift to every child. Purity.
I believe that.
Then why do you waver?
Am I fit to place my hand upon this boy and say, "Go and reign over Israel, over the chosen of the Lord"? For I have done evil in God's sight. Am I cleansed of the stain?
Judge yourself.
Not a day, not a moment has flown when I have not sought redemption.
How do you see your God, David?
I see God as tenderness, as compassion.
Then why do you waver?
I will not waver. Zadok! Benaiah! I will not waver.
My lord?
Benaiah, fetch me Bathsheba and the boy Solomon.
I will, sire.
Zadok, assemble all the princes of Israel and all the tribes, all the officers and the mighty men of Israel. Bring them down to Gion.
As David commanded.
And let my son Solomon be mounted on my own mule and dress him in regal trappings. And bring him up to Gion. Sit him there upon my throne and by your own hand anoint him king of Israel. And let the horns be blown and let the heralds proclaim throughout the land, "Long live King Solomon, and may his reign be just."
As David commands.
David has wandered far from his fire. Is the king cold?
I am hot with eagerness to do the Lord's will.
My lord.
Bathsheba, as the Lord liveth who hath redeemed my soul out of adversity, I say this. Solomon shall sit upon my throne, and it'll be done this day.
Let my lord King David live forever.
Now at Zohelath, the flatterers of Adonijah gathered. Joab, crippled with bitterness against David, was there. And Abiathar, bitten by jealousy, was there. And all those who sought office and favor, the opportunists, the sycophants, the cunning, all were there.
Adonijah.
Yes, Joab?
Stand and be crowned, so we can have a finish of this mockery.
Mockery?
My bones are laughing. It is an evil sign.
Does Joab fear the consequences?
Joab fears David. He has lived too close to David not to know the power of his anger.
Then why do you sit with us?
As a drowning man clutches at a straw, a bitter man grasps revenge. Both must surely drown. Get on with it.
I think that...
Who is that?
A rider from Jerusalem.
What tidings do you bring?
Do the people call for Adonai, their king?
David will make Solomon king.
No, I will not believe it.
I will. Look, Adonai. See your comrades vanish. How swiftly they run towards Gion to stand among the mob and shout, "Long live King Solomon."
But they swore their loyalty to me.
Their loyalty is poorly woven. One breeze tears it to shreds.
I beg permission to retire. I...
Abiathar!
Let him go.
I will fight. You will lead my troops, Joab.
Not I.
Will you run too? What of me?
There are many dark places. Seek one. Hide.
At Gion, the multitude gathered, the princes of the people and the people of the princes, and all waited upon the glorious dawn, and David sat with Solomon.
Solomon, you are young and tender, and the work before you is great.
I will make it shine in his name.
The temple you will build is not for man, but for God. The plans are drawn. The treasure you will need is waiting. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be dismayed. The Lord God will not fail you nor forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple's been done. Come now, for your people wait.
Now David stood before the people, and Solomon stood by David, and Solomon wore a crown. David spoke.
Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, it was in my heart to build a house for rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. And I had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou art a man of war and hast shed blood. And he said to me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be to me for a son, and I will be to him for a father. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind.
Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said,
blessed be thou, O Lord, the God of Israel, our father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine.
And that night, when it was over, David again sat alone. But where there had been coldness, there was warmth. Where there had been trembling, there was faith.
The night is a velvet curtain, spangled with moonlight and stars, and the breeze is a mellow vintage, poured from amethyst jars.
Abishag.
My lord.
I am content.
Now David, the son of Jesse, reigned over Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Justin Turner, Chairman of the Board of the University of Judaism.
No names in the annals of royalty are more widely known than those of David and Solomon. The one was the fashioner of the kingdom, and the other its most illustrious ruler. But neither of them are known best as kings. David is the sweet singer of Israel, the author of Psalms, and Solomon has become synonymous with wisdom rather than with rule. Father and son are always remembered together, not because the son wore the crown of his father, but because the two together had followed the same vision. There was much that David had left for Solomon, a united people, an army, an ample treasury. But what gave uniqueness to the relationship between father and son and placed the stamp of eternity upon it was the timber that David had gathered so that Solomon could build the temple. The kingdom that David had established was short-lived. The temple Solomon built has long ago perished. But the relationship between the father who gathered the timber and the son who built a temple has remained as an eternally inspiring and glorious symbol of what the relationship between parent and child should be. We each seek to build kingdoms that our children may inherit the goods of this world, that may assure safety, comfort, power, and even pomp for those who inherit the fruits of our labor. Are we also nurturing a vision that they may inherit from us? Are we merely gathering timber for them, or are we also sharing with them the vision of the temple to be built with that timber? Are we teaching our children to use that which we leave them to help make of the world a temple in which all shall come and pray as brothers to the one God, our Father? If it is not given us to be the builders of the temple of mankind, let us at least be gatherers of the timber and teach our sons to be the builders of the temple.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Eternal Light drama today, David and Solomon, presenting Walter Brennan as David, was written by Irv Tunick. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction, and cantor Nathan Katzman the song. In the cast were Paul Frees, Jonathan Hole, Richard Beals, Norman Field, John Stevenson, Julie Bennett, Betty Lou Gerson, Howard Culver, Frank Gerstle, Gilbert Fry, Tom McKee. The music was written by Morris Memorski and conducted by Robert Armbruster. This has been an NBC Radio Network production, transcribed in Hollywood and directed by Andrew C. Love. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.